Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Friday, March 16th version of Old Ways and Means. We're on somewhat of a short time frame, and that's a good thing this morning because we only have three bills reporting out of committee. First bill, House Bill 5038, Senator Johnson, or Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Representative Wesson. House Bill 5038 is the budget bill for the real estate agency. The agency provides licensing, education, and regulation of all real estate brokers, salespersons, property managers, and real estate marketing organizations. It has oversight of escrow agencies. The subcommittee approved a budget of $5,712,296 other funds. The budget essentially maintains current service levels. It is a 1% reduction from the governor's recommended budget. The current service level budget was reduced to reflect PERS rate adjustment and a rate decrease for the Attorney General, telecommunications, and state government service charges. The budget eliminated one manager position, 0.75 FTE, that has been vacant since 1998. The subcommittee approved a package to provide limitations for the hearing officer panel expenses, however, requested the Department of Administrative Services unschedule the amount pending billing from the Employment Department. Prior to the passage of HB 2525 by the 1999 Legislative Assembly, the real estate commissioner conducted all contested case hearings. The requirements of House Bill 2525 are an increased expense for the real estate agency. The subcommittee also approved a package to establish two part-time positions, 0.66 FTE, to proctor examinations. The agency has been using temporary employees for this purpose. However, statewide policy prohibits the use of temporary employees for more than 6 months. This package does not increase overall expenditures for the agency. It simply moves the limitation from temporary employee line item to salary. The subcommittee recommends approval of the bill as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Excellent read. Any questions? Senator Trill.
I just wanted to question the policy, I think, that we're moving. If we begin to excuse agencies from the central hearing panel. Last session we created it with the idea that we really needed to move in that direction because we could get more professional hearings and more objective hearings. And suddenly we see now that agencies that have, they find this the use of this more expensive or whatever, that they want out. And I just wonder if this is a trend then that will continue, that agencies will want out of it. And are we going to just say, well, if you don't want in, then you can opt out?
Is that a question?
Well, yeah, that's an observation. Anybody can respond to it if they want to.
Mr. Co-Chair, the committee discussed this at some length, and in this instance, the cost to this agency was excessive. I mean, it was above $60,000. Mm. They are hearing, if I recall the number correctly, two contested case hearings. And in this particular instance, it was not taking exception to the central hearings process, but it was recognizing that mechanism may not work in instances where there is a paucity of hearings and the costs go on.
Yeah. I think that may be something that other agencies can argue as well, Mr. Chair, and I don't object to that, but we sort of made a decision about it last time, and we seem to be sort of moving away from that this time, and maybe that makes sense, but again, I think we've been hearing other agencies who have more expenses because of being involved in the central panel. No question about that. And if we're going to start letting people be excused from it, then I think that's a different trend than we started last time.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. The money for the $68,000 to pay for hearing of contested cases is included in the budget, but it is unscheduled so that it will not be paid until real estate agency is built. I voted no in the committee because I feel the $68,400 is not needed. The real estate commissioner has been hearing contested cases himself. They have all the expertise. Now they have to pay the central panel for training a new officer and hear the case beginning with very little expertise. So I feel that money is not well spent, and I voted no in committee. But I express an interest to find a bill that will have relating clause to exempt the real estate agency from the central panel hearing requirement. And I have found a bill with real estate agents' help, and I intend to pursue on this issue and hope we have something good to report back later.
Good. Thanks, Senator. Representative Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess I'm suspect of the cries and the weeps because my memory is long from last session. If I remember correctly, I believe it was the real estate, the realtors were the ones who were vehemently opposed to the bill, and so I think it's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy that, of course, it's not going to work for them. So where I wish them luck in their pursuit to exempt themselves, but I doubt it, and they should just move on.
Senator Dukes.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. This is a really good discussion. A lot of us went into this last session with much trepidation and concern as to whether it would honestly save money and work or not. There may be a report floating around about the last 2 years, but I haven't seen it this session. In one of my subcommittees, I don't recall which one, we had a group that also it looked as though they were having to pay more to do that. So I hope somebody, and I think we would be a good group to do it, ought to take a look at this darn thing and see, is there a group of agencies that are small enough that it's going to cost them more to do this than, I mean, we talked about that last session, but I think we ought to address it. I'd hate to see them getting out one here, one there, one someplace else because they got a committee that thought it was good and because we let it go on the floor. This thing either works or doesn't, and it works if everybody's in it. And it doesn't work if a third of them can get out of it. So I think it warrants a serious revisit rather than to try to do it piecemeal.
Thank you, Senator. Representative Schrader.
Mr. Chair, I would just echo the comments that Senator Duke made. We did have a lot of discussion last session, and there were some agencies who felt that it would increase their costs, and I would agree that maybe we should take a look overall rather than one agency at a time.
Representative Schrader.
Thank you, sir. I actually have introduced a bill to do just that.
Mm-hmm.
As I think,
take a look?
Yeah, it gets at the question that has been evinced here that we shouldn't do it on a piecemeal basis, but tries to establish some credible criteria either by size or number of hearings that this agency has had historically that might be appropriate to exempt out as a group rather than throw the whole thing out. And that seems to be what I think we all seem to be hearing in our committees, that there's those that it makes sense to do and others that it makes no sense to do. So hopefully that bill will get legs and move forward.
Any further discussion? Senator Miller.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I just in light of this discussion, I think what I'm going to propose is that we can save a lot of money by eliminating the judicial department and just, for example, allow police agencies to conduct the hearings about alleged felons. That would save an enormous amount of money. Thank you.
So there'd be no bar for you to practice before?
Well, we could have the, I know the fairness would be great for the Oregon State Bar just to really rule on all internal matters involving lawyers, and there would be no appeal to any court. That'd be great.
So it depends on which kind of bar you're talking about.
Well, we won't go there. Is there any further discussion? Representative Johnson, would you like to close with any comments?
No, thank you, Mr. Co-Chair.
No further discussion, no further question. Are there any objections to House Bill 5038? Seeing none, it is so moved to the House. House Bill 5038 is moved to the House floor as amended with a due pass recommendation. House Bill 5044. Treasurer, Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I am pleased to bring you House Bill 5044, the Treasurer of the State of Oregon. House Bill 5044. The governor's recommended budget is $22.9 million, $271,000 general fund, and $22.6 million in other funds. The $271,000 general funds is to continue startup funding for the Oregon Qualified Tuition Savings Program. The $22.6 million other funds is to maintain current service level for Treasury operations. Treasury operations are funded through assessments of state agencies for debt management services, transaction fees for banking services, and fees for investment services. Your subcommittee reduced the budget request to reflect savings in long-distance rates, reduced PERS employers' contribution rates, Attorney General hourly rate reduction, Secretary of State Audits Division assessment reduction, and the reduction of the Department of Human Department of Administrative Services Human Resource Services Division assessment. Because the Treasurer is a service provider to other state agencies, we also reduced the budget by the co-chair's 1% for discretionary services and supplies. The general fund seed money provided for the Qualified Tuition Savings Program is a loan and is expected to be repaid from fees on program assets by the end of 2005. Your subcommittee recommends approval of House Bill 5044 as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Any questions? Any discussion? Any no votes? Seeing none. House Bill 5044, as amended, is moved to the floor with a two-pass recommendation. Senate Bill 5548, Department of Community Colleges and Workforce Development, Representative Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair, sir. Senate Bill 5548 would actually allow the Department of Community Colleges and Workforce Development to retain two recently adopted fee increases in the State General Education Development Program, commonly known as GED. The department administers this program, which offers adults without a high school diploma the opportunity to earn a certificate of high school equivalency. As of the first of the year, the department increased the state fee for taking the test from $15 to $25, and the fee for a GED transcript or duplicate certificate from $3 to $5. State law requires these fees to be reduced back to the lower levels on July 1st unless the legislature approves their extension. Senate Bill 5548 would allow these higher fee levels to be maintained. The state GED program is fully supported by these fees, and the state's responsibilities include administering and grading the GED test. The fee increases are needed because the National GED Testing Service is requiring states to implement a new series of tests. This has increased the cost, and because the department is fee supported, we need to approve these fees. There would not be sufficient revenue to meet these costs to keep the program self-supporting otherwise. Your Education Subcommittee recommends approval of Senate Bill 5548.
Thank you, Representative. I recommend you take reading and diction lessons from Representative Johnson, but other than that,
Ben Camp.
Any discussion on Senate Bill 5548? Any questions on community colleges workforce development? Any objections? We can tell it's Friday. Seeing none, Senate Bill 5548, as amended, is moved to the Senate with a due pass for recommendation. My good and august co-chair reminds me to remind all of us that even though this next Friday is a day off for the legislature, your ever diligent Ways and Means Committee will be convening here at the regular appointed hour, and that also means that we will have our subcommittee chair meeting on Friday at 8 a.m. as well.
Like we did today.
Thanks, everybody. Yeah, like we did today. Good work.